My Life Today, June 24. Love heals many wounds. Emotional maturity brings happiness. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. From the Christian standpoint, love is power. Intellectual and spiritual strength are involved in this principle. Pure love has special efficacy to do good and can do nothing but good. It prevents discord and misery and brings the truest happiness. Wealth is often an influence to corrupt and destroy. Force is strong to do hurt. But truth and goodness are the properties of pure love. A man at peace with God and his fellow men cannot be made miserable. Envy will not be in his heart. Evil surmising will find no room there. Hatred cannot exist. The heart in harmony with God is lifted above the annoyances and trials of this life. That which Satan plants in the heart, envy, jealousy, evil surmising, evil speaking, impatience, prejudice, selfishness, covetousness, and vanity, must be uprooted. If these evil things are allowed to remain in the soul, they will bear fruit by which many shall be defiled. Oh, how many cultivate the poisonous plants that kill out the precious fruits of love and defile the soul. Only the love that flows from the heart of Christ can heal. Only he in whom that love flows, even as the sap in the tree or the blood in the body, can restore the wounded soul. Love's agencies have wonderful power, for they are divine. The soft answer that turneth away wrath, the love that suffereth long and is kind, the charity that covereth a multitude of sins. Would we learn the lesson, with what power for healing would our lives be gifted? How life would be transformed, and the earth become a very likeness and foretaste of heaven.